Blog Talk Radio.
This is Enterprise Marketing, the Future, brought to you by Marketing Operations Partners.
Is picking and implementing marketing technology that streamlines your programs and enables marketers to prove their value an ongoing challenge? And how can marketers navigate the MarTech stack to make the right decisions for their business? Welcome to Enterprise Marketing, the Future, which focuses on how the future of marketing is about performing real-time, being an agile organization to make the most of evolving opportunities to impact customers and profits. I'm your host, Helene Eichler. Join us to stay up on trends and best practices for marketing thought leaders that fuel organizations' current and future marketing effectiveness. This morning, we're excited to have Eric Andrews, VP Demand Operations of Cloud Infrastructure at Oracle, with us to discuss how to evaluate and design a marketing technology solution that enables your business. Welcome, Eric. Let's get started.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Great. Eric, what are some critical considerations when planning and implementing a successful MarTech stack?
I'll give you a couple. I think one of the first considerations is really ensuring that you have clarity around your operating model and the capabilities that you're trying to enable within your organization. So, you know, I'll give you an example. If you don't do a lot of advertising, then frankly, you may choose to not build that capability in your organization, but leverage an agency or a partner for that capability and that. And therefore, you should, you know, build that into your thinking about your marketing stack, your marketing technology stack. Another consideration, I think, is really understanding what you already own and how well you're leveraging it. You'd be surprised. You do an audit and you find out you're running three different CMSs for your website, right? Or you've got a tool, but you're only using a tenth of the functionality of that tool. So understanding what your marketing technology footprint looks like today is a really important starting point, I think. A third consideration for me is, just important understanding and that having the right tool or set of tools alone is not going to make you successful. You really need to think through the processes, the operating model, and, you know, how you're bringing your teams up to speed to use those tools, because tools alone are not going to solve the problem. You really need to integrate your tool into a set of processes. And then lastly, I think, is understanding what your organization's capacity for change is. Do you have IT support? Do you have the operational support to tackle a significant tool, significant investment in a tool deployment?
Great. Eric, where have you seen some examples where companies have done this successfully?
I'll tell you, my last company, I've been at Oracle for just a short while, but my last company, I think, did this very successfully. We built, frankly, a roadmap based on, the capabilities that the CEO was looking to enable and drive, really evaluated all our tools, built a roadmap, and are, you know, in the process of working through that roadmap.
And where do you see organizations typically miss or falter when they're trying to plan and implement a successful MarTech stack?
Well, I think it certainly goes back to some of those critical considerations. Certainly, doing that inventory of all your existing tools and how much of the functionality you're using, because you may find, frankly, that you have the within your existing tools portfolio, you have the ability to enable a capability already in those tools, but you're just not using it. So really understanding what that looks like is critically important. Because the idea is you want to make all these tools work together. So understanding what you've got, what you're using, becomes, I think, incredibly important. And then, you know, the other one, again, goes back to those processes. So how are you going to integrate this tool into your processes so that, you know, you're fully leveraging it and you're leveraging it in the right way and at the right point in your marketing activities?
Well, we've covered some really key points for marketing technology. What would you leave our audience with as the top 3 to 4 takeaways?
So I think, you know, there's an interesting discussion that crops up, you know, should we be centralized or should we be standardizing on one of the big vendors or not, I think is something that folks are going to need to wrestle with. I think on some level, it's a very interesting discussion. Some of the big tools vendors, Oracle being one, you know, Adobe, Salesforce, you know, but if you look at the technology landscape, it is just huge. So I think, you know, the notion that you can major on a stack is an important one, but I'd be careful because there are just hundreds of other tools that are around that stack. Stack doesn't cover everything. I think, you know, my belief is that you've got to understand where you are. You've got to understand what the capacity of your team to absorb the new technologies is, and you've got to be clear on what are the capabilities that you're looking to enable within your organization. I think, you know, those are probably the big ones for me.
Well, thank you so much. Well, I see we have a couple of callers online, and I'm going to unmute our audience, and if anyone has any questions at this point. Questions from the audience. You're live. No, I guess we're good. All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much for participating, and we look forward to talking with you on a future podcast.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks.